This is Darian Sahanaja of the band known as Wonderments, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC Accra.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Marcus DeGrazia Acupuncture of Austerlitz, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org. and click donate. Thank you for your support.
The voters speak. In Squad, we trust. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan and our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. The national election left many Democrats reeling from the depth of support for President Donald Trump. Even though Joe Biden may still eke out an Electoral College victory while winning the popular vote by more than 3.5 million. With intense focus on key remaining swing states and an overall loss of Democratic seats in the U.S. House of Representatives, 7 at the latest count, a significant expansion of the Democrats' progressive wing in Congress is being missed for the milestone it is. The Progressive Caucus, the largest congressional caucus, got a jolt in 2018 when 4 progressive women of color won their races, becoming known as the Squad. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was working as a bartender in New York City during her insurgent primary campaign against 20-year incumbent Congressmember Joe Crowley, one of the most powerful Democrats on Capitol Hill. Ayanna Pressley was raised by a single mother and later dropped out of college so she could work to support her mom. She defeated incumbent Democrat Michael Capuano in the Boston area district once held by Tip O'Neill to become the first African-American woman to represent Massachusetts in Congress. Rashida Tlaib won the Detroit House seat previously held by John Conyers. Tlaib, the oldest of 14 children, is the daughter of working-class parents who immigrated from Israeli-occupied Palestine. She juggled school and caring for her siblings while growing up. When Ilhan Omar won her seat in Minneapolis, she became the first Somali-American elected to Congress. As a child, Omar and her family fled the Somali Civil War, living in a refugee camp for 4 years. She and Rashida Tlaib are the first 2 Muslim women elected to Congress. The Squad took Capitol Hill by storm, defining a new political force in Washington, advocating for progressive policies like the Green New Deal and Medicare for All. As women of color who confront Trump's policies and behavior, all 4 are the frequent target of his racist and misogynistic attacks. They regularly receive death threats and require security. But that hasn't slowed them down, nor did it deter other progressives from running for Congress in 2020. Cori Bush, a formerly homeless nurse and single mother, ran a long-shot primary in Missouri's 1st congressional district in St. Louis against 10-term incumbent William Lacey Clay, Jr. He and his father before him held the seat for 50 years. Bush won the primary and on Tuesday became the first African-American woman elected to Congress from Missouri. Cori Bush was spurred to political action as a leader of the protests following the police killing of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri in 2014.
We protested more than 400 days.
That's Cori Bush speaking on the Democracy Now! NewsHour after winning her primary, describing Ferguson.
People were beaten, tear gas, mace, rubber bullets. Real bullets were flying, but we kept coming back. I myself was assaulted, you know, by police.
Cori Bush ran on a progressive agenda, including defunding the police.
It's a reallocation of funds. There won't be areas of overfunding while we have areas of underfunding in other places, such as making sure that there is money for our human services in our community, money for social programs, money for health and hospitals.
Three contiguous congressional districts in New York saw progressive African-American men win their first congressional races this week as well. In CD-16, straddling the Bronx and Westchester County, former middle school principal Jamal Bowman, endorsed by Ocasio-Cortez and Senators Sanders and Warren, unseated 16-term incumbent Congressmember Elliot Engel, another powerful Democrat.
I'm going to Washington.
That was Jamal Bowman speaking on Democracy Now! On election night.
To fight for housing as a human right, health care as a human right, fully funding our public schools, a federal jobs guarantee, raising the federal minimum wage, a Green New Deal, and humane criminal justice and immigration reform.
Immediately to the north in CD-17, where longtime Congressmember Nita Lowey is retiring, Mondaire Jones prevailed in an eight-way primary race and now is one of the first two openly gay African-Americans elected to Congress. The other is Richie Torres, just to the south in CD-15 in the Bronx. In Chicago and suburbs to the south, Marie Newman won the seat held since 2005 by conservative anti-choice Democrat Dan Lipinski. His father held the seat before him from 1983. Progressives Katie Porter and Mike Levin both won re-election to second terms in Southern California. With intense focus on the presidential election, the electoral successes of progressive congressional candidates can be easily overlooked. The 117th Congress, to be inaugurated on January 3rd, will be the most diverse in history, with more people of color and more women than ever. Grassroots organizing in communities from coast to coast is translating into power in the halls of Congress. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
So she hop out, she switching it. This thickest, she got two fitness. If she ain't back out, then she gon' need a lift. She left her phone, so I picked it up. This slow as now, miss three of them for mom, the other six say duck.
Now I look up and I see a truck, it's just pulling up. Someone hopped out, a big goofy. He trying to look tough. I'm like, what he trying to do? So I clutch my move, but he kept walking. He don't want no smoke, boy. He not bulletproof.
He's got the top from the stripper. She from Kankakee, just brought a Glock with a ruler clip. Boy, don't play with me, this stuff. Met her at the store, you know how it goes. She wanna smoke, so I bought some dope and took her to the O. Just got some top from the stripper. She from Kankakee, just brought a Glock with a ruler clip. Boy, don't play with me, this stuff. Met her at the store, you know how it goes. She wanna smoke, so I bought some dope and took her to the O. As she walk out, she stop in the trash. She get the step in back, and I hit smack. This big goofy, he pulling her tracks. I wanna help, but this ain't my. You know how it go, don't got no cake. I still got her phone, she taking too long. She get loose, she run to my car. So I hit the lock, toss to her phone. So shorty, I'm gone, do on your own. But here come Goofy, he hollering and yelling about a pick up a. He merced it on brick and threw it at my whip. Now I'm like, I hopped out so quick. Then I raised my blick and I don't miss. I let off two shots, I hit him in his. Now Bonte quick, what you finna do? Cause this gon' make the news, gotta make your move. Told that get in cause she looking confused. I broke the rules cause this the witness. Plus I just popped through but she ain't crying. Plus this was smiling and it looked you. So flat out, I'm checking my mirrors. Made it to the house, told her hop out. She say that she hungry, I not back, no doubt. I know you mad cause I smoked your man. Left him on the curb, she started laughing. She say that he from 63rd. Just got some time from the stripper. She from Kankakee, just called a clock with a ruler clip.
You're listening to Clubhouse Radio Live from the Casco Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting in Accra, Casco, and all the way in Hudson. That song that was just playing was King Von, Took Her to the O. The views and opinions that we have do not represent the views and opinions of the Mental and Health Association of Columbia Green. We're going to kick off our show after the local news and weather.
Deuces.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. On November 4th, U.S. health officials announced a record number of COVID-19 cases, over 100,000, and on November 5th, over 114,000, another record, and a giant leap from the day before. While everyone is paying attention to the election, coronavirus is out of control. And that is true locally, too. The Capital Region reported 685 active infections in their communities November 5th, up 29. That's also up 126% from 1 month ago. Capital Region hospitals reported 94 coronavirus patients as of November 5th, up 370% from 1 month ago. A Schenectady County man in his 70s died, it was announced on November 5th, which makes at least 370 local residents. And that election was not immune either. As the Dutchess County Department of Behavioral and Community Health announced, and I quote, county officials advised residents who voted at the East Fishkill Community Center on Election Day to seek COVID testing, end quote. In Albany County, there were 43 new cases announced November 5th, with 29 residents hospitalized with the virus. Albany County Executive Dan McCoy said, and I quote, we haven't had 29 in the hospital since late May, end quote. Officials say 15% of the COVID cases in Albany are from schools. The University of Albany blamed it back on, and I quote, community spread, end quote, and announced every student living on campus in any residence hall or apartment will be required to submit a saliva sample by 5 p.m. November 6. There are also now no off-campus visitors allowed, and students can only enter their own residence hall or apartment building, and there are now no in-person events or gatherings of any kind allowed at the University of Albany. There were 9 new COVID-19 cases announced November 5th in Columbia County and 5 new cases in Greene County. There were 14 new cases of COVID-19 confirmed by the Rensselaer County Health Department on November 5th, and 4 new positives in Delaware County. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Residents of Catskill Village are learning that Village President Vincent Seeley is returning from what he has described as a 2-month hiatus from his regular duties. Seeley said November 5th that he has been out of state establishing a new business. He said the arrangements for his new cosmetics and health care company would be complete in December. Village Vice President Joseph Kozlowski took the reins in September while Seeley was away. It is unclear when Seeley notified the board members of his impending absence. Kozlowski said, and I quote, we didn't vote on anything to accept his email or his leave of absence, end quote. Kozlowski said in Seeley's absence, business has continued as usual. He said, and I quote, we are still moving along, doing what we need to do for the village and village residents, end quote. While Seeley has been away, Kozlowski is not voting on resolutions. Matters under consideration by the board are decided by the 3 other trustees, Natasha Law, Peter Grassi Jr., and Greg Smith. Catskill Village trustees are paid $8,000 per year according to the 2020-21 village budget. The village president is chosen by the board. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Sophie Gross Road is reporting for iHUD.com. Interim State Education Commissioner Betty Rosa, Thursday, November 5th, announced the January Regents exams will be canceled because the tests cannot be administered safely and fairly. High school students who were scheduled to take the Regents exams in January 2021 will receive the same exemptions that they were granted for the June and August exams, which were also canceled due to COVID-19 pandemic. Under normal circumstances, students must pass at least 5 Regents exams to earn a diploma. But with another round of exams canceled, students taking Regents courses this semester will be eligible to get full credit for the course without taking the state exam. Instead of a numerical score, students' transcripts will bear an E for exempt, according to a memo sent to district superintendents. Rosa said in a statement, and I quote, "Throughout the pandemic, our priority has been the health and well-being of our students and educators. We determined the January Regents exams could not be safely, equitably, and fairly administered across the state given where the pandemic currently stands," end quote. A decision on the upcoming June and August Regents exams and other state assessments administered in the spring is still pending. In the case of the federally mandated standardized test for students in grades 3 through 8, canceling the test would mean applying for a waiver from the U.S. Department of Education. And you can read the full story at LoHUD.com. Edward McKinley is reporting for the Times Union. Former Congressman John Sweeney is currently at the center of the presidential ballot battle. Sweeney spoke with the Times Union by phone from Philadelphia Thursday, November 5th. At that time, he accused the Democrats of manufacturing votes and denying Republicans the opportunity to observe the vote counting. He acknowledged the accusation lacked supporting evidence, but said this was because of a Democrat plot to block Republicans from gathering evidence in Pennsylvania. He said the vote counting taking place in Nevada and Wisconsin should be enough to make people suspicious of what is going on there. Sweeney said, and I quote, "I would say the Democrats have a history of trying to pull these kinds of shenanigans, and it dates back over generations. If the president and his team were not undertaking these efforts, then they weren't doing their due diligence," end quote. Sweeney is a resident of Saratoga County, and he represented the Albany region in Congress for 4 terms before losing to now Senator Kirsten Gillibrand in 2006. Sweeney began working for the Trump campaign in 2016. He provided legal assistance during the recount of Wisconsin in 2016, and he assisted Trump's transition to the presidency in November of that year. You can read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the Better Weather for Friday, November 6th. Day 2 of your fall prep work. For some, this is the best time to trim trees and bushes. Planting is still going on. Allow enough time to properly plant carrots, garlic, potatoes, and others. Time to check safety devices. Make sure sub pumps are operational. Exhaust fans work and flow freely. Get your pipes clean. Make sure you plan to drain your fountains, sprinklers, hoses, and their spigots. Make sure your chimneys are swept and all exhaust pipes, including your dryer, are checked. It may also be time to change filters in things like furnaces and humidifiers. Seal cracks in your driveway before ice and water magnify the damage. As for today's weather, it is going to be nice, clear, and dry. Starting out at 47 degrees this morning, temperatures rise to 71 by 2 p.m. Overnight, temperatures fall to the mid-40s before bouncing back to 70 tomorrow afternoon. Sunday and Monday are looking the same with a high near 70 and no rain in sight. The next high tides will be at 6:20 a.m. and at 5:57 p.m. The next low tides will be at 12 p.m. and tomorrow at 1:27 a.m. Sunset today will be at 4:21 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:35 a.m. Looking way up, we see Earth has arrived in a stream of solar wind that has already been sparking auroras in northern latitudes. We should be in that stream for about 24 hours. Solar wind speed is currently 463.8 kilometers per second at 10.6 protons per milliliter. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 1. Quiet. The current sunspot number is 18. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Maker Syndicate.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Waveform Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alfdermar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Here's what we do with the clubhouse. It be fun at the clubhouse. Music stay loud at the clubhouse. Staff be cool at the clubhouse. Not just mine, it's your house. Music program at the clubhouse. Got a drum set at the clubhouse. Got a piano at the clubhouse. Make your own beats at the clubhouse. Get on the video at the clubhouse. Share your voice at the clubhouse. Express yourself at the clubhouse. Tracks program at the clubhouse. Be yourself at the clubhouse. No judgment at the clubhouse. No drama at the clubhouse. We accept you at the clubhouse. Got field trips at the clubhouse. Got art supplies at the clubhouse. Creativity at the clubhouse. Paint your own wall at the clubhouse. Got a TV at the clubhouse. Got Wi-Fi at the clubhouse. Food and snacks at the clubhouse. Hope to see you at the clubhouse.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. That was a Clubhouse original theme song by Devin, also known as Platinum.
Feel me?
Yeah. Fire. So today we're going to be talking about
gaming,
and we're going to be talking about some of the political things, you know, with the election and stuff. We're here with me, DJ Ricky, and
you need to feel me, DJ Sean Money.
Yes, sir. Gaming. What's up with that?
Okay, so let me see. What you copping? What's next gen you copping?
You talking about that Batman game coming out, right?
Yeah.
So what's up with that?
That's for like, it said it was for like P4, P5. Do I have it up still? Yes, I think I do. Yep, Gotham Knight. I'm pretty sure it says it's a PS4, PS5 trailer, and if I remember correctly, I think I did watch this, but I don't remember it like that. From what I seen, it was a multiplayer Batman game where like you play as Robin, mm-hmm. Batgirl, mm-hmm. Red Hood, and Nightwing.
Okay.
And at first glance, I can't lie, I thought it was trash. And then like I start looking a little bit more at it, I'm like, the animation is low key. Okay, like, it's pretty good. But it's not, like, great for, like, a Batman game.
Well, I mean, I think the last Batman sort of, like, kind of superhero game I played was back in, like, when I was on Xbox 360, right? FMB, back with, like, Lego
right?
Batman.
Yeah. I would say the last, like, Batman game was, like, probably, like, Arkham Knight.
Oh, are you talking about? Oh, I thought you meant, like...
Nah.
Sort of like kid type game.
I mean like this.
You talking about like a game grown men play? Oh,
yeah.
Okay,
this joke look edgy, right. Bro.
I was kind of confused.
This,
sorry.
When I tell you this joke look edgy, I mean like this looks edgy.
So are you gonna play the trailer?
Yeah, we can play that trailer. Let's get into this. You feel me? We gonna go on mute. Sadly, y'all can't look at it, but y'all can hear this though. So we gonna go ahead. You feel me? But yeah.
There are any victims. This story is evolving rapidly. Please bear with us.
We heard this really loud boom. There was smoke everywhere.
Emergency services have confirmed that they've discovered a body buried in the wreckage. We're still waiting for further details.
It appears that a large portion of the building has actually collapsed.
In international news, an explosion rocked Gotham City earlier today.
We are now able to confirm that billionaire philanthropist Bruce Wayne is...
If you're watching this, I'm dead. This is a code black. This message was automatically triggered when I destroyed the cave and everything it contained. We both know it won't take long for Gotham's criminals to realize the Batman is gone. And you can't count on the GCPD. They haven't trusted us since Jim died. Gotham will need its protectors more than ever. I'm leaving you the Belfry as a base of operations. Some of the technology is outdated, but it has the gear you need and all of my files. You've always had my back when I needed you. I know you'll keep Gotham safe. Good luck. And goodbye.
That was pretty clean. That was pretty clean.
Those
graphics, though.
Expecting all that.
Those graphics were definitely next gen. Like, it's unexpected. Very unexpected.
It's clean. Like, I thought I was thinking about a whole different game. You feel me? Gotham Knight. It says it comes out 2021. Again, this is a PS4/PS5 game. I'm pretty sure it is a multiplayer from what I heard from couple of reaction videos I've watched of this game. And this game, me personally, I don't want to play Batman games like that. I really don't. I suck at them personally. Like, I suck at puzzles. But this go hard. I can't lie. What about you?
I mean, I haven't really played any type of Batman sort of game. Like, I play games similar to it, like, stuff involving, and like, I don't know, just games similar to it. Yeah. But I haven't really played a Batman game like that ever, to be honest. But
a
this game right here.
Multiplayer Batman game.
This, facts, never heard of it. Never heard of it.
Like, I know, like, I'm pretty sure, like, back in the day, like, you could, like, take another controller and, like, I'm pretty sure, like, you could take another controller and, like, play the game, like, with your friend, like, at their crib. But, like, back not, friends. Like, from, like, different places. That's different.
I know, right? It's crazy. I feel like that's a pretty good game. It could be very entertaining.
But, again, I don't know if I answered it or not. But what next gen are you copping? Like, P5?
I don't know. Personally, actually, the only difference between the two consoles is that
the storage.
Yeah, the storage. The Xbox has more storage than the PlayStation.
But other than that, that's really it.
Yeah, so
besides like a couple of graphics that are a little
and
bit
the Xbox
better,
is cheaper too.
Yeah,
it's cheaper,
I mean,
and
like,
it has more storage. So why would you spend something that has is more expensive?
Because like you gotta think of it like this: like if we're thinking of it from like an Xbox perspective or like a PS4 perspective, from PS4's perspective, like this is like a whole new gen. We are stuck with one console for basically like a whole 5-6 years. Mm-hmm. And like for Xbox, that is never the case. Like y'all have always had different variants of the console. Like y'all legit got like a whole nother console like us, but we have the same console. You guys have a whole different console that is way smaller than, I think it's called like the Xbox Series S. Don't quote me on that because I probably butchered the name because I don't play Xbox like that, but sorry. But yeah, like y'all had Xbox One, Xbox One X, Xbox. Xboxes, like
we had about like 3 or 4. Actually, no, we had the original Xbox, then the Xbox 360, then the Xbox. There's two different Xbox Ones, and now this one. But
I think there was like I thought you guys had like three Xboxes, like three Xbox One, because I'm pretty sure there's like normal Xbox One.
Xbox One, Xbox One S, and Xbox One X. Yeah,
actually,
three.
We're talking about this, right?
Well, kind of. We have to take the break. We got.
Do we?
Yeah, 627.
No. It's not 627 yet, though.
Look at the time, Goofy.
It's only 625.
Oh, it's only 625?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No. We searched there. I got you on time, though. But since we are sitting here and we're looking this up right now, I'm going to look up Xbox, and I'm going to see Xbox One. So you got Xbox One, Xbox One X, Xbox One S. So far, that's already like three. That's like three Xbox.
And just that one type of brand, like that one
type
of Xbox.
And just that one type of brand.
There's the original Xbox that came out.
Mad long ago.
Then there was the Xbox 360. Not even gonna lie, I had the Xbox 360. Like,
I did
the
too.
Xbox One S was out. I was over here a little lagging a little bit, but
it's alright. It's alright.
I'm gonna probably do that with the Xbox Series X too. I'm gonna keep my Xbox One for like another year, probably.
Another year?
Surely. Yeah, I got mad stuff to do on that game stuff.
But like, you don't think you're gonna upgrade though?
I will, but I gotta get my bread situation together.
That's cool though. But me personally, I'm gonna get that P5 because, like, it's not like Xbox. Like, we have, like, multiple different variants of, like, the one console. Like, yeah, we had, like, the PS4 Slim, the PS4, and another one.
You have a PS4 Pro?
Yeah. But other than that, like, that was it. Like,
you just named three different consoles.
But I mean, it was different because, like, people never really got them because there was no point. They were always the same, but
they just had different looks to them. But they had the same exact features.
Yes,
and stuff.
But a little bit like one was bigger, one was smaller. That was it. probably like different spatial sizes, but other than that, it was
probably more gigabytes.
Yeah, feel me?
Yeah, that's true. What time is it?
As of right now, it is 6:27. Yes, oh, folks, we are telling you the time.
Yes, yes, we are telling you the time.
So far,
we are going to play a song. What song you got for?
So far,
you got it, yeah.
So far, truthfully, we may probably talk a little bit more because we also have to get into the 6:30 news, if exactly. If you remember that. So before that, usually we just talk it out. Feel me? Have a fun time. Talk. So like, before like we get into 6:30 news and stuff. You feel me? Vibe out. You feel me? So what's another game though?
I heard about
Spider-Man, right?
Oh yeah, Fortnite players out there, right? There is a you know about the Galactus Live Event Season 4, you know, all that good stuff.
I forgot all about that.
How you forget about it?
That's crazy. I don't play Fortnite.
It's
like
the best
that.
Season of Fortnite.
But ever. I mean, like, I know because of the superheroes, but I don't play Fortnite. I don't play
they're
Fortnite.
Doing like a collab with superheroes and stuff. It's so fire, though. And there's a tournament yesterday where you could have gotten the Ghost Rider skin. It was like a Marvel knockout.
Ooh.
And then. To November 8th or 9th, I believe, there's going to be a Lackland pickaxe tournament. There's going to be trios, I think. And it's going to be a Lackland pickaxe tournament, and you can only use pickaxes. It's going to be like
that
rusty cans and
fun.
Stuff like that. And you get a chance to get the Lackland skin free in that tournament. So, yeah, Fortnite players out there, sweats over there cranking 90s until you can't build anymore. It's
come
building
back
to
height.
Look out for that because that's going to be coming up pretty soon.
Don't quote me. That's all him. I don't know nothing about Fortnite. I'll play like that. I'll play here and there. But I mean, like, shoot. But yeah, we go catch y'all. Like, as of right now, it's 6:29. We go catch y'all. We go be back. But when we get back, we go be in our next subject.
Political. Elections and
so
stuff like that.
We go be out. Feel me? Like, we done with this gaming segment. It's 6:30. So we catch you. Feel me? Peace.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Aaliyah Snyder is reporting for Columbia Green Media. City Youth Department Director Nick Zakos said at a meeting of the Common Council Youth Committee meeting this week that the Hudson Youth Center has revised its safety regulations and extended its bicycle co-op program. He reported the center closed last week to reassess safety regulations as the COVID-19 infection rate is locally on the rise. Zakos said, and I quote, "We had a very productive week last week, and we basically did a pretty significant restructuring of how the Hudson Youth Center operates on a daily basis," end quote. Program attendees are now assigned to groups or pods of 15 or fewer people for activities, and the building has been separated into four zones. The reorganization will make contact tracing more efficient if needed, Zako said. He said the amended regulations are more highly developed, and he believes they create a safer environment for the young people using the space. Ongoing activities at the center include a circus program, a sound lab, a TikTok and filmmaking program, hip-hop dance, homework help, and a bike co-op, which started over the summer with support from the Hudson Police Department. The youth program caters to ages 5 to 12 after school from 3 to 6 p.m. and ages 13 to 18 from 6 to 9 p.m. The bike program for ages 12 to 18 provides activities for the older youth before evening hours. The center has also had success with its academic support program, which started in September, Zako said. It is meant to meet the needs of teens participating in virtual learning who do not have a support person at home to make sure they are doing their work and participating in classes, he said. You can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Sean Mulkerin has an extensive rundown in the Altamont Enterprise of the 46th Senate District race.
With more than 130,000 early and in-person ballots counted on Election Day, Richard Amador of Rensselaer was maintaining a 6.26-point lead over Democrat Michelle Henchy. Robert Alf, the Green Party candidate and Voorheesville resident, received 1,010 votes. There were also 76 write-ins. Gary Greenberg mounted a write-in campaign after his petition to run in the June 23rd Democratic primary was thrown out in a court challenge because of faulty signatures. The 140-mile-long 46th District was created 8 years ago, and its enrollment has swung Democratic during that time. In this race, Henchy's campaign outspent Amador's by nearly five times. Asked what he attributed his six-point lead to, Amador said, and I quote, "We did the work," end quote. He said his campaign knocked on doors, made phone calls, and sent emails. He knocked on doors in neighborhoods in every part of the district, and voters responded, he said. Amador, pointing to bail and discovery reforms, as well as the high cost of living and exorbitant taxes and the lack of opportunity for younger residents as an example of voter antipathy, said, and I quote, "The people are upset, and we know that," end quote. And they are upset with one-party rule from New York City, he said. Given that he will still be part of the minority conference, Amador was asked where he will have common ground with Democrats and where they can work together. He said, and I quote, "It's obvious," end quote, "upstate voters are upset with the way things are right now." And I quote, "And if the Democratic Party hasn't noticed it after Tuesday night results," he said, and I quote, they really aren't paying attention," end quote. If the Democratic Party tries to double down on its, and I quote, "one party, one area," end quote, way of legislating and makes laws that are good only for New York City, he said, then in 2 years the party will be looking at a, and I quote, "resounding defeat," end quote. Amador won four of five counties that make up the 46th Senate District. The only county where Henchy won definitively was Ulster, her home county. And she did not respond to a request for an interview. And you can read the full story in the Altamont Enterprise. Aaliyah Snyder and Natasha Vaughn are updating for Columbia Green Media results of the November 3rd local elections. In Kinderhook, incumbent Deborah Johnson is ahead of challenger Melissa Miller in the race to fill the open seat on the town board. Johnson leads Miller 2,318 to 1,539. In the Copac Town Board race, Andrew Fisher leads Jeffrey Judd 721 to 649. Paulette Bonanno of the Working Families Party dropped out of the race before Election Day, but received 76 votes. Christian Kirsten is leading Robina Ward for the Hillsdale Town Supervisor post 526 to 357. So far, 21,268 in-person ballots and 6,455 early ballots are included in the totals. Left to be counted are 7,536 absentee ballots received so far. Republican election specialist John Joseph Champoli said the Board of Elections will continue accepting absentees for 7 days after the election as long as they are postmarked November 3rd. County has 49,817 registered voters with an in-person voter turnout rate of 55.6%. Columbia County Republican Commissioner Kelly A. Miller-Simmons said the Board of Elections does not know when official winners will be announced. She said, and I quote, "It's still early," end quote. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello, hello, hello. You're back. You feel me?
Like
so
said,
now,
you're going to be talking about the election, you know, that's been going on forever. for no reason, as if Trump doesn't already know he's gonna lose.
Nah, we all know. We can't really say that though, can we?
Did you see the electoral votes? This man Biden's at like 260.
Really?
Trump at 214.
Really? I didn't see that.
You literally just did the research, bro.
Oh yeah. I don't really get into politics like that. You feel me? So when I do, I mean, like, I forget about it because, like, I don't really care for politics so much. But that's just me. That's,
I mean,
from like where I stand, like, I feel like, okay, like, how do I put it? I feel like me personally, from the age I'm at, I have like, what, 3 years, 15, yeah, 3 years. I guess to be like legal to vote, right? Because you vote at 15, you 18. Vote at 18, right? So yeah, 3 years. I have 3 years, so I don't really take it into consideration. So like, I never really think about it. But I mean, like, that's looking kind of a bad thing because like, the president that we pick now will decide our faith.
Hold on. Well, technically speaking, neither one of these presidents, if I'm being totally honest, in my opinion, neither one of them are good.
Really?
Because Biden is sitting here, if he wins, he's going to take away weapons from everybody, right?
But I mean, like, isn't that technically kind of good? Like, because,
so
like,
let's say, hold on, let me see. So, say, like, somebody who bought guns illegally, right?
Yeah.
Comes to your house and try to rob you.
Yeah.
How are you going to defend yourself with no guns or no weapons? Because Biden took him out, right? So what's he gonna do? Hand-to-hand combat with a knife.
But I mean, like, okay, if...
Exactly.
But I mean, like, okay, the way I look at it is that, okay, right? Weapons are bad. Or, like, we were taught that weapons were bad, right?
You use them for protection, though. And if you're using them for protection...
If you're using them for protection...
They're good, but just carrying them around...
But I mean, like, if you think about it, is it really the weapon that's bad and not the person? Like... Like, because you think about it, like, right, the gun isn't the one firing the gun. It's the person who chooses to fire, right? So, but what I always thought was, I always thought, like, weapons were never needed, you feel me? Like, because, like, I'm a person who always thinks, so, like, but I mean, like, I always felt like weapons start war.
Well, to be honest, weapons, let me see. All right, so see...
Because if we were to compare all the bad things compared to good things, yeah, I guess you could say it saved us. But I mean, like,
Without weapons, look, you know how we had, like, the Civil War and all that, right?
Yeah.
So without weapons, what are they going to do? Punch each other?
But I mean, like...
To death?
Also, weapons were the cause.
Exactly, but weapons, some people use those as a way to solve conflict. In a legal way, feel me? Not just, like, going out, killing somebody, shooting somebody because you just don't like them. But, like, if, like, you know how today, rest in peace, King Von.
King Von, R.I.P., bro.
He got shot today.
Sadly. That's why we, at the beginning, we meant to say it at the beginning to play his song. And at the beginning of our show, we played his song.
Took it to the O.
Took it to the O. Yeah, and we played it, but we forgot, well...
Nah, I said that.
Forgot to say rest in peace, and we are sorry for that. But we are saying it now. We also had an instrumental for him, but we didn't get enough time to play it because I was worried about coming back in and time. Sorry about that. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So I'm happy that we got to at least
talk
about him and say rest in peace. How, like, mm-hmm. But yeah, back into like the weapons thing. I feel like it's like a double side, double. Because a part of me, me personally, I don't want Trump to win. But I mean, like, if he wins, I know what to expect.
Yeah, we know what to expect.
But I mean, like, if Biden wins, like,
he could ruin our country or make it better. We don't know.
But
we never
me personally, I really feel strongly towards Biden. So actually, I have it pulled up right now. I have the stats for
Is that updated though?
I think it says checking for updates in 24 seconds. So as of right now, as of what's today? Friday, November 6th, 2020 at 6:41 p.m. Biden is winning. It is 264 votes, and so when you gotta get 270.
It's Biden has 264 electoral votes, and Trump has 214. The way it's looking, with only like a couple states left who still have to finish voting, it don't really look too good for my boy Trump. Actually, I shouldn't say my boy because I don't like him, but it's not really looking too good.
So far, we got Georgia left. Winning
the majority of this, there's two states that are blue.
So far for Georgia, it's pretty close. Like, for Biden and Georgia, they have 49.4. But for Trump and Georgia, it's 49.3. So
it's very close.
It's a stalemate.
But at the same time, you look at the electoral votes with only four.
But I mean, like, true.
Like,
I don't,
even
I don't
if Trump know. Was to win that one particular state, he still has to win. He can't just win off that one and automatically be
good. Yeah, but wasn't there something about, like, since Trump is president now, right? Mm-hmm. I heard that, like, Trump could sue.
He can sue, but, like if
states,
he feels like they
the
take...
states that haven't voted.
If he feels like they're allowing ways to cheat or ways for votes to be counted wrongly or something like that,
yeah, cause
then
like,
he can sue for the election not being 100%
yeah,
fair.
Yeah, because, like, I know, like, that happens in, like, votes and stuff, like, especially during this.
Trump, actually, he asked for a recount. He wants a recount because...
Because he doesn't think it's fair.
He feels as though Biden is
has
using some type
fake
of method.
Votes or...
Yeah.
Something along those lines. Mm-hmm. Me, personally, I don't know. I can't really speak into it because I...
Just take the L, man. Just take the L.
I can't even say, like, I know... Everything, like, every little small thing, because I ain't looking to that. Like I said, I don't really go dive that deep into politics, because politics are a sensitive subject for some people.
Well, yeah.
That's why I was surprised that we were talking about this on our radio show. But other than
it was pretty good timing, right?
Yeah, because it's relevant. It's relevant. We like to talk about relevancy, feel me? And old things, too, sometimes here and there, you feel me? But that's great. That's the year. So, like, I feel like, me personally, that, like, if Biden wins or if Trump wins...
Either way, our country's screwed, in my opinion.
At this point, I don't want to say I don't care, but I mean, like... I'm just saying, like, if Trump wins, we know what to expect. Because, like, we had 2020. We had 2019.
Exactly, but most people, even though they know like how their lives are going to be, think like, Joe Biden can better it. Like, his main concern right now was when they had like what he was focused on. Number one was racial
inequality.
Inequality. Yeah,
that's why another reason I was looking leaning towards Joe Biden. I watched a little bit of his campaign on YouTube. I scrolled through it and I ended up stumbling upon it. I was like, wow, I seen like this little clip of this lady saying, you know who that is? Like, he gave her son, like, the pin. Like,
oh, yeah, I saw that.
The American
pin. She said, that's going to be our new president.
Our next president of going into 2021. And I was like, dang, Joe Biden is really doing that out here. But, like, then I also seen a clip of Trump. I seen a clip of Trump. And I haven't, truthfully, if we being honest, I have not seen a lot of clips of Trump
that are positive
of this election. Like, I've seen a lot of Joe Biden clips. Like, and I was like, he looks like he's doing great. He looks like he's doing positive. You feel me?
Well, I mean, feel me. Look, so you know how there's plenty of videos out there about Trump and the way he acts towards women, right?
Yes.
There's a certain video where he was going down the escalator, right? And this girl, she was like,
she was not having it.
She was about 10, right? Yeah, she was. No, it was like, look for me. Listen, just listen. So this girl, she was like 10, and her mother was with her, and he was walking down, and he was like, how old is she? And the mom goes 10.
Oh,
yeah. He goes, I'm gonna marry her in 10 years.
That's low key kind of different.
And she just looked at him.
Look, bro, I can't even. I don't want to talk about that, but I mean, like. You're president, bro. Like, hold on. Like,
It's just weird to think about.
Like,
how
I mean, like,
you gonna run for president, but then act like that,
like that, bro.
Him.
Like, I want to know.
But there's also accusations of Biden being
doing
sort of
similar.
Kinda, yeah.
But I want to know. Okay, so as of right now, as of 2020, from what Google says, it says that Joe Biden is 78 years old.
First of all, I never heard of a president being 78 years old. He's kind of old, man.
78 years old. Joe Biden does not look 78 years old.
I thought he was like at least 50, 60.
No cap, right? I think. How old is Trump, though? That's my question.
Hopefully God blesses him to a full term of 4 years. Because who's his vice president? Who's running for vice president with Biden?
I don't know. Hold on. Goofy. I know.
I feel like, you know how
what was Trump it? Who's the vice president?
Who was the vice president with Joe Biden? And who's running with him? Like, who would be the vice president if he was elected? I know a lot of people, though, personally, they feel as though, I know some of y'all, ladies that go to church right now gonna get a little excited. Michelle Obama, you know? A lot of people were talking about some, maybe she should have ran, because she would have a pretty good chance of winning, since her and Obama were already in the White House at one time, and they ran, she would be able to, you know, go back to the ways that they had it back when the world was not, I'm not going to say 100% peaceful, but it was a lot better, you know.
Harris?
What are you talking about?
For vice president for Biden, it's like Kamala Harris.
So Cam Harris?
Yeah.
Cam Harris. That's who Joe Biden's vice president would be.
Yeah, but
Also, I saw this one video where Obama, he was talking, and he said that they left a direction, like a book on how, like, if a pandemic was to spread, on how to take care of it.
Really?
Yeah, he said, like, for, like, when the coronavirus is out, he said that he left a copy of, like,
a document?
Telling them how to deal with that and how to, like, fix it. And he said he has no idea where that book has gone, but he knows for sure he left one there.
History books.
Left.
Lost in history books, lost in time, probably. But for Trump's vice president, it's like someone named
Mike Pence.
Yeah, Mike Pence.
Yeah, Mike Pence.
So, if we be the truth, I don't know nothing about either one of them, because I ain't looked that deep into it. I told you I don't mess with politics. So, but from what it seems that, as of right now, 2020, it looks like it's really, really, truthfully leaning towards Biden. But again, about Trump suing, like, he could sue them, the country that have not participated in voting, he could sue them because he is still president.
Well,
so truthfully, he could ask for a re-vote.
Yeah, but nah.
It could lean in his favor.
No, because, like, he could do that since he is still president. But I don't think that's really...
I feel like it's too late in the game.
I don't think just because he's president, that means he has advantages. I feel like he still has to play it just like he was a regular candidate. You know,
right?
No advantages, no special treatment.
Right? I feel like it's too late in the game for that.
Exactly. You couldn't just be president and just have your own opinion.
Just off that little...
Otherwise, I don't think any of the presidents would have like...
Won as they did.
Yeah. I don't think they would have, like... No, Obama was served 8 years, 2 terms. I don't think...
It would have ended up like it was, right?
Fact, I don't.
If you had that advantage of being president,
well, actually, that might be the reason. I don't know. If Trump loses, then you know that there's not no advantage.
There's no advantage. But
if he does win, you might have to look into that a little bit. But
yeah, this is just a theory. So
just
theory.
Just like our opinion, you know.
Our opinion.
Personally, if I was old enough to vote, I'm not saying that.
We're not saying you should vote for a certain person. None of that. This is all our opinions off the top of our head. This is all live. But y'all, if y'all do vote or decide to vote, y'all vote who y'all want to. But me personally, if I was old enough to vote, I would go with Biden. That's just me. Y'all could do whatever y'all want. Y'all could decide to vote. Y'all could vote, not vote. If y'all old enough to vote, y'all may or may not vote.
Look, the reason I'll agree with you. I'd vote for Biden too. The reasoning being is because when you look at what Biden wants, right? Me, you know, being an African American, not saying that has anything to do with me personally, but me, you know, racial equality, that's a big thing.
That's
know?
A big deal. Like,
and Trump's first, like, most important thing for him was the economy. Coronavirus was about, like,